This podcast is brought to you by MyPillow.com and its revolutionary new product, MyPillow 2.0. Go to Mike Lindell's website, MyPillow.com, and order the new MyPillow 2.0 and get two pillows for one when you use the promo code Navarro. Again, use the promo code Navarro. That's N-A-V-A-R-R-O. That's MyPillow.com. Use that promo code Navarro. Now, here's former Trump manufacturing czar Peter Navarro with his Taking Back Trump's America podcast and Substack.
Sleepy Joe draws us closer to an Orwellian world ruled by woke scorecards. Hi, Peter Navarro here. And in this episode, we're going to take a look at the most recent presidential executive order signed into law by Hunter Biden's daddy, dubbed Revitalize Our Nation's Commitment to Environmental Justice for All. Joe Biden's new EO is a whopping dollop of massive regulation deceptively packaged as, yes, environmental justice. When I was in the White House, I was involved in the drafting and or implementing of over 30 executive orders, so I'm no stranger to the ins and outs of these powerful presidential policymaking tools, or, in the case of Joe Biden, woke, misguided, weaponized missiles. The first thing that struck me about Biden's new executive order, besides its unusual length, is its inherent irony. As the Biden regime continues to ignore the plight and pleas of the good, deplorable folks in Palestine, Ohio, choking on toxic chemicals after a massive train derailment, Biden saw fit to drop this cost-burdensome beast on an economy already choking on various other Biden misfires. Here, I will be the first to admit that black and brown folks in America, along with Indian tribes and the rural white poor, are much more likely to bear the burden of the pollution of American businesses and multinational corporations than suburban white-collar neighborhoods. To put this quaintly, there are a heck of a lot more toxic waste dumps in low-income neighborhoods than, say, Palm Beach and the Hamptons. But my first beef with this order, as with most of what the Biden stormtroopers do, is that the proposed solutions in the order, which erects a massive new Rube Goldberg bureaucratic edifice, won't really address the underlying problem, even as Biden tries to use a sledgehammer to drive a nail into the wrong target. Of utmost concern with this overregulation approach in the short run should be the economic ramifications of a massive addition to the regulatory state, even as we enter what is likely to be a period of lengthy stagflation, recession plus inflation. When I was in the Trump administration, the boss knew how to grow an economy, namely through the four engines of GDP growth. These included a lower tax burden for small businesses in the middle class, strategic energy dominance, fair trade, and a strong American manufacturing base, and, most pertinent to this discussion, a lower regulatory burden. In fact, President Trump was able to engineer the greatest reduction in America's regulatory burden since the days of Ronald Reagan, and, not coincidentally, the nation experienced unprecedented growth and prosperity, at least until the Chinese communists attacked America with a bioweapon. But that's another story. At any rate, during the boss's tenure, President Trump rolled back hundreds of unnecessary regulations, with a big assist from Russ Vogt at OMB, and thereby helped pave the way, no pun intended, for an era of faster growth and higher wages than achieved previously under Obama-Biden. In contrast, with this executive order, Biden quite proudly boasts the advancement of an ambitious regulatory agenda. Besides its sheer scale, it implicates every agency of government along with an existing unit within the White House and a new entity to be created. A second problem with the executive order is its command and control income redistribution targets. For example, as Biden boasts, 40% of the overall benefits of certain federal investments will flow to disadvantaged communities. While in the abstract this may sound benign, it's an open recipe for steering federal dollars to blue state communities for political purposes. How do you spell pork barrel politics? Unquestionably, the scariest part of the executive order is its further advancement of the woke and dreaded social credit score concept. It has been pioneered quite ruthlessly by the Chinese Communist Party to exert both social and political control over its private citizens and businesses. The CCP is now using this scorecard concept to ensure private citizens do not criticize the state government and businesses toe the Chinese Communist Party line. In Communist China, if people criticize the CCP, their social credit scores go down, and as scores fall, so too does the job prospects of China's Lao Beijing, the working-class deplorables of China that tirelessly toil in the biggest sweatshops of Asia. At its core, the CCP-Biden scorecard concept is nothing but Orwell in digital space, and along with vaccine passports, social, environmental, and other types of government scorecards augur a very disturbing wave of a socialist Marxist future that the Democrats are already embracing. With this particular executive order, the Biden regime will establish an environmental justice scorecard designed to assess, quote, federal agencies' efforts to advance environmental justice, close quote. The tell in this con game is Biden's reference to the scorecard being part of a phase one in the overall effort. Here, you can easily imagine this scorecard being extended to the business community and used in similar ways as a cudgel to control corporate behavior in the same way that the ESG scorecard, Environmental, Social, and Governance, is already being used to turn America's corporations into lapdogs of the left. My final thought here is that even as the Democrats continue their many and varied methods to expand the Leviathan state in woke ways designed to silence, jail, punish, and otherwise deter dissent and free expression, remember, yours truly has already been put in leg irons by these woke bastards, the Democrats' deadly assault on the Second Amendment continues. At the end of the day, we remain a country in which the political center is a conservative one devoted to God, country, and family. Yet, politically, with the radical Democrats in charge, we look more like a 50-50 proposition hurtling towards civil war. This madness must end peacefully in 2024 with the election of Donald John Trump and a return to Republican control of Congress. As Al Davis used to say, just win, baby. Peter Navarro, out.
Hey, Pixie, why the long face?
I just got my latest IRS statement, and I'm down again. It's certainly not like the Trump years. What the heck is going on?
It's simple, Pix. Joe Biden's rampant inflation is going on.
So what should I do, Peter?
Well, Pixie, I'm an economist, not a financial advisor, so I can't really give you any investment advice. But as an economist, I can tell you that many investors hedge their inflation risk by having some gold in their portfolios.
So what are you telling me, Peter? I should head down to the nearest jewelry store and stock up on rings and necklaces?
Not exactly, Pixie. But one option to consider is Beverly Hills Precious Metals. They do one thing and one thing alone, and they've been doing it for more than 30 years. They buy and sell gold, silver, and rare coins to help folks like you protect your wealth against inflation. And best of all, they are pure MAGA.
Now that sounds very interesting. How can I get in touch with Beverly Hills Precious Metals?
Easy peasy, Pixie. Just go online to bh-pm.com and schedule a free consultation. That's bh-pm.com. And when they ask you how you heard about Beverly Hills Precious Metals, just tell them Peter Navarro, and you'll get the Royal MAGA treatment.
Wow, that sounds like a great plan, Peter. Let me see if I got that website right. It's bh-pm.com, right?
That's right, Pixie. And don't worry, there's no pressure on their end. Beverly Hills Precious Metals is there simply to help you protect your wealth.
Thanks, Peter. And I'll be sure to tell them Dr. Navarro sent me.
Look around, well, tell me what you see. Every day, more people in the street. Too bad, they sent our jobs away. In China, they're not workers, they're just slaves. People wait. It's a world of trade and greed. And the CEOs get richer, and our jobs all move offshore. Oh.
Mike Lindell is the armor-piercing shell. He's always trying to get better. He's got this new thing called MyPillow 2.0. It's a dramatic technological innovation in the basic pillow, and it's selling like hotcakes. And if I can help him do that so he can pay American workers and pay his legal bills, I'm more than happy to do that. And that's why it's great having him as a sponsor of this show. And I urge everybody out there, go to mypillow.com, promo code Navarro, mypillow.com, promo code Navarro for all the great discounts, and check out and support Mike Lindell. Just delighted to have learned about Sherwood TV and to have them as a sponsor. One of the worst things about the Biden-Fauci regime has been this forced vaccination policy, plus the elimination of hydroxychloroquine as a possible treatment for the Chinese Communist Party virus. Check out Sherwood.tv. That's Dr. Sherwood. You don't have to worry about any vaccination pressures. Find out how Dr. Sherwood might help with your health needs in these very difficult times. So go to Sherwood.tv. That's Sherwood.tv. I've spent years as a macroeconomic forecaster, and there's a really strong relationship between inflation and using gold as a hedge. And gold can be a really important part of your portfolio. It's not for day traders. It's not something you get in and get out of. But if you want it as part of the anchor of your portfolio, go to bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal. They will help out in terms of your needs. It's a big choice you have to make. Do your homework. But if you want gold, bh-pm.com. It's a great place to go. I'd love to stay in touch with you. Go to peternavarro.com. That's peternavarro.com. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll have a chance to get a free autographed copy of my book and a chance to meet me at General Flynn's Reawaken America tour. That's peternavarro.com. We'll see you in virtual space.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you, me, and them, and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Akash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
The Reawaken Tour is coming to our place, hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, on May 12th and 13th, the Reawaken America Tour is coming to Miami, Florida, and to the beautiful Trump Doral Resort and Golf Course. Once again, ladies and gentlemen,
The Reawaken America Tour is coming to Miami, Florida on May 12th and 13th. Get your sunscreen ready because General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Amanda Grace, Julie Green, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Cash Patel, and Team America are taking the Reawaken America Tour to Trump Doral on May 12th and 13th. And then we're taking the God-fearing, revival-starting Reawaken America Tour into Sin City. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are taking the God-fearing Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada on August 25th and 26th. General Flynn and Team America will be taking the Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada. And the Patriots will be staying together at Trump International Hotel, Las Vegas, located at 2000 Fashion Show Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, with zip code 89109. If you want to send them a letter. And yes, Alex Jones will be live and in person at the Reawaken America Tour, Las Vegas, Nevada. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, put it on your calendar. Get those tickets right now. August 25th and 26th, Eric Trump, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mel Kay, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, Seth Holhouse, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Leon Benjamin. We're all taking the Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's going to be August 25th and 26th. Thus far on the Reawaken America Tour, we've featured Dr. Dave Martin, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Charlie Kirk, Don A. Clement Petruska, Sean Foyt, Karen Kingston, Chad Prather, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Alan Keyes, Mickey Willis, Roger Stone, Dr. Richard Bartlett, and hundreds of patriotic speakers that you know, including Del Bigtree, Thomas Renz, Sidney Powell, Jim Caviezel, Donald J. Trump Jr., Peter Navarro, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Bill Gates, and the godless globalists have their annual meeting called the World Economic Forum at Davos. But we that reject the Great Reset have the Reawaken America Tour coming to Miami, Florida, and coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. Get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. We have scholarship pricing to make these events affordable for everybody. Every Reawaken America Tour event has sold out, so request those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. Or for faster service, you can send me a personal text to 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. And to be bilingually sensitive, that's 918-851-0102.